Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly O'Horo, and this is Adaptable Behavior Explained.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We are going to talk about a topic that's really hot right now, which is psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy, specifically ketamine-assisted psychotherapy today. Infinite Healing and Wellness, my practice, 9 of us have been trained to provide ketamine-assisted psychotherapy lately, and as a result of us adding this modality to our treatment, we've been getting a lot of questions, as well as questions from our viewers, as well as questions from Instagram. So today I thought I would just address some of the answers to those questions because it's becoming so popular, and there's a lot of people doing different forms of psychedelic assisted therapy, and there's a lot of differences between how it's done. And if you didn't watch the other episode that I had Jennifer Montjoy on, I recommend watching that one first because she is a psychiatric nurse practitioner who specializes in this very topic. It's a really good one to watch before you watch this one. So again, thanks for tuning in. And if this is a topic that's interesting to you or someone could benefit who's been interested in this topic, please feel free to like and share and subscribe so that you don't miss any future shows. So the first question that I'm going to answer today is, can I benefit from CAP? And this one came from a client who was interested in adding this as an adjunct treatment therapy to their EMDR work. So CAP, or ketamine-assisted psychotherapy, can be effective for various forms of depression, treatment-resistant depression, anxiety disorders, PTSD, eating disorders, bipolar disorder, and just people who are feeling a little bit stuck or stagnant in their own personal growth. And so it really is beneficial for a whole lot of different people. So this next question came in from another client who was interested when we sent out our newsletter about the introduction of this topic and just wanted to know, what is this in the first place? So CAP, what is CAP? CAP combines ketamine treatments with psychotherapy to promote longer lasting change and symptom improvement. So this differs from a traditional ketamine infusion type of place where they just offer you the ketamine and they don't do any of the integration work. So they don't have a mental health professional necessarily as part of the treatment experience. And we offer IFS-informed strategies to help to offer long-term improvement as well as integration of the information that comes up through the ketamine experience. And so we want to combine our efforts, the medicine as well as the therapy. So this next question came in through our Instagram direct messaging. So thanks for doing that and participating and expanding your knowledge about this awesome topic. So this question is, how does ketamine work? So ketamine's thought to promote the growth of new neural connections. So our brains fire and wire data, and this opens up the expanse, we think, that can help alleviate symptoms of mental health conditions. So we're basically changing the way the brain can access information and opens up new neural connections, which ultimately allows for more access to adaptive information. The other thing that we know about how it works is that it helps after the 6 recommended sessions to have a full autonomic nervous system reset. So it addresses the sympathetic nervous system response and helps people come to a more natural, calm state without having to take ongoing medications. So this question comes in from another client as well who has concerns about addiction and doing something like this. Would it potentially exacerbate a family addiction or a history of addiction behaviors? So there are concerns about the potential for addiction with this medicine. So it's important that you use ketamine under the supervision of a healthcare provider. However, it's not something that you have to necessarily worry about because the symptoms that drive addictive behaviors are oftentimes massively improved. So one of the clients currently being treated in the practice right now reported a complete change in their relationship with wanting to even drink after only a couple of CAP sessions, just not even thinking about it, which is so fast to have such a quick symptom change around addiction or addictive behaviors. So the answer is yes and no. It can be addictive. However, it can also treat and alleviate addictive symptoms as well. This next question comes in from YouTube, which is how many treatment sessions will I need? So this is an interesting question because it does depend. It varies based on individual needs and then responses to the treatment. However, we do know that based on research, a minimum of 5 to 6 sessions within 3 weeks' time is what's recommended, and it does show the best outcomes. And I can say that having been through the training and my training cohort, we opted to complete all 5 of the sessions. It was so fascinating because each time it built on the previous, which was really awesome as far as the intention setting component goes. And every experience was totally different from the one before. So there's not really a lot of predictability around what the experience is like. However, knowing that the full 6 sessions to complete the series is highly recommended because you can get the most benefit out of the experience and the treatment if you complete it. So this next question came in from one of our clients who wanted to participate in CAP. And the question is, do I need to take off work for CAP? So you may need to plan for time off work as sessions can require recovery time. And I recommend that you make sure to prepare for your sessions by limiting content and exposure that's stressful as much as you can prior to and even following the experience if possible. You want to be able to focus in on your desires, your intentions, and the healing that you're looking to achieve and set the stage for yourself to have the best mindset going in. So it is a little bit time intensive. However, it'll be very worth it if you decide to commit to this work for yourself. So this next question came in from a client. What medical conditions might disqualify me from CAP? So this is a great question because not everybody can participate in this kind of treatment. Certain medical conditions might prevent safe use of ketamine, and a healthcare provider can provide specific guidance on this. But some medical conditions can actually disqualify a person from this type of treatment. So one thing would be active mania. If there's a bipolar presentation that's untreated, people who are experiencing an active manic episode might not be suitable right now. However, if we can get the bipolar disorder into a stabilized place, then whether it's medication induced or just timing, then they could possibly be a candidate. Again, getting with a healthcare provider or prescriber would be best for that answer to that question. If someone is experiencing current psychotic symptoms, those people are typically excluded because we don't want to trigger a psychotic onset with a medication. Someone with uncontrolled hypertension would not be a good fit. Again, uncontrolled. So if there's high blood pressure and it's not well managed, it can pose risks during the ketamine experience. However, someone with high blood pressure with medication management, that can be a safety experience that makes it possible for someone with this condition to participate. If someone has clinically significant substance abuse or a history of substance abuse that was perhaps exclusionary, it might affect the safety or the efficacy of CAP. In other words, if they're currently mixing things, we don't want to deal with that because it could be complicating in the body and the biology, as well as perhaps blunt the access depending on what people might be using or abusing. And of course, with alcohol, we don't want any complications there because that can actually be lethal, mixing alcohol and ketamine. So these are some things we want to make sure we're mindful of when working with clients or if you're considering this treatment for yourself. If you're pregnant, there's potential risks to the fetus, so pregnant people are not eligible. If you have glaucoma or a recent ocular surgery or eye conditions from a recent surgery, this can be a contraindicator because it can increase blood flow in that area. And if there's any intracranial pathology, so conditions that involve a brain abnormality, or like an active contusion or something going on, it might disqualify a person from receiving CAP, again, because of the increased pressure. So it's important for people that are interested in this to consult with a healthcare provider to discuss their medical history and determine if CAP is safe for them and if it's an appropriate treatment option. So this next question comes in from another DM. Do I need a referral from my doctor? So they wanted to know if they could get treatment without a referral. So this depends on the practice's policies. Some might require a referral, some might not. I know that here at my company, we actually have to send our patients to a prescriber for the medication itself, and an intake is involved for that. But then they actually self-administer through sublingual troches. And so they get the medication through a prescriber and they bring it to us. And then they, like I said, self-administer. And then we take care of the psychotherapy while they're on the property. So every place does it different. This next question actually came in from an email to our admin. And the question is, how much does CAP cost? So this is a really hard question to answer because every place does it differently. And it can really vary widely depending on the administration route, the medical staff on site, and the modality that they're using. So are they anesthesiologists and medical doctors, which don't have the mental health background? They might be able to provide this treatment and have insurance cover it. It's still considered an off-label treatment for mental health issues. And so insurances sometimes do, sometimes don't cover that treatment. But oftentimes an HSA or a flex spending account would very much cover a ketamine-assisted psychotherapy experience. So these are all things you'll need to explore depending on the treatment place that you choose to attend and the method of administration. So this next question comes in from a current client who is interested in exploring different psychedelics. So the question is, what other psychedelics are being used to treat mental health conditions? So this is a great question. There is so much research being conducted right now, and we're very close in some states to being able to use different different psychedelics for mental health conditions. And some states actually already have those approvals. So it depends on your state. But the first one I'm going to talk about is psilocybin. So this is found in the magic mushrooms. It's being studied for depression, PTSD, and end-of-life anxiety. So that they're finding a lot of benefit to that medicine in that way. LSD, known for its use in the 60s, is being researched for various conditions, including anxiety. MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy, is showing a lot of promise in treatment of PTSD, specifically related to developmental or attachment injuries because of the expanse and the openness to the safety of connection while in the medication experience. Mescaline is being studied, which is derived from peyote cactus, and it's being considered for substance abuse disorders and depression. And another drug that's being researched is DMT, which is found in ayahuasca, and it's being studied for depression and addiction. This topic has come a long way, and there's so much exciting research out there. And so hopefully within not too distant future, these will be approved for on-label use for practitioners to offer these so that people can heal from their experiences and don't necessarily need to be in ongoing medication management for their issues. So these substances are typically used in controlled clinical settings, often alongside psychotherapy to enhance treatment outcomes. However, it's important to note that most of these substances are not yet approved for widespread clinical use and are subject to ongoing research to determine their efficacy and the safety and the dosing. I hope that you found this topic interesting and that some of your questions about CAP or psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy were answered, and that you can do some research if you feel like this is something that is a good fit for you. In the meantime, don't forget to lead with love. It'll never steer you wrong.